Blog Talk Radio.
I know. They never talk back.
Exactly. Hey, Angels, how are you? Guy and I here tonight. She's in the dark in Colorado, and the lights went out, the power went out because... No, right, Guy? You guys got
snow. Snow. Yep. Snow pretty good. Mm-hmm. So I watched most of the Broncos game, and then John went to the sports bar to see the end of it because the power went out in the fourth quarter. So I said, no, I'll just hang around.
I'd have been like, okay, let's go. It's all good.
I know.
So she's sitting in the dark.
You know, I was being a sissy. I just didn't want to go out in the cold.
How cold is it there? Is it pretty cold?
Yeah, it is pretty cold. Yeah, I don't even know what the temperature is because I can't see the, you know, thermometer. But it's warm in my house at least, but I don't know when the power will finally come back on. So I was lucky that I had my phone plugged in most of the day. Otherwise, I wouldn't have a battery.
I hear you. Well, I am here down in South Florida. It's about 80 degrees here, 75, 80, and it's so light wind blowing.
Yeah.
And yeah, balmy. Okay, balmy below zero there. And
balmy.
It's pretty cool. Balmy. Yeah, there you go. Well, I'm going to tell you, if I were locked in a house with no power, not locked, but I mean it's cold. If I were in a house with no power, I would want to make sure that the man I was with or the mate I was with, okay, because I bet you're not the only one without power, would be somebody I like, okay, or love.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's key. Yeah.
That's key.
There could be worse things than being stuck in a dark house with a handsome man and a fire.
Yeah.
And candles.
Wow. And candles. Wow. Now, the way you put that, I was like, yeah. The suffering that you're doing right now, Di. Like, you know.
I am suffering. I'm going to take one for the team.
Yes, candles dark in the dark and with a great fire. Okay, and a man that built it all. Okay, the fire, the kerosene lamp, and all that. Okay. All right, well, there you go. You just had to sit there and look beautiful. Anyway, I'm teasing you. You know that. I know you do a lot yourself and everything. But we're going to talk about soulmates tonight, three different types. And we talked about them before, but I know that let's talk about it now. And because I want you guys that are listening now and or he'll download it later, will say, okay, that's the one I am or that's the one I'm with, right? And by the way, if you're with him or with her and you guys are struggling, you're going to hear why you are right now. So, and I really feel like this is an answer to a lot of people's questions, you know. So, and by the way, soulmates are not just romance. They are also, soulmates are also family members, job members, your bosses, yeah, business. You know, and so the first one is the karmic soulmates, and those are usually the most difficult, but you explain what they are, and then I'll give you a story or two and laugh about what I've got now. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay.
Share.
Karmic, I can, you know, take this, wing it in the dark here now. So karmic soulmates are people you are coming into this life to balance the karma with. So you know, people always say, oh, I'm being punished or I must have been bad in my previous life and like I owe him or I have to pay him back. And it's not really a payback. It's more like it's a balancing, you know, it's a balancing the karma. So if you were really hurt by somebody in your previous life, you know, you may need to balance the karma with them. Or it doesn't have to be hurt. It could be anything. You know, if you really gave somebody a hard time financially in your previous life, you know, you may have balancing of karma that way, you know, so it can be anything. It's just basically, you know, you're coming in here to even things out basically. And it's always a very strong attraction to a karmic soulmate. You know, you feel instantly attracted to them, and it doesn't have to be a romantic partner. It can be a business partner or whatever, but there's a passion there. There's a strong feeling there that you wonder, why do I have such strong feelings for this person that I've never met, you know? So there's karma there between you. And the thing is that if it is passionate, it's usually kind of short-lived and it kind of ends in an explosion and things, you know, wither away and die pretty quickly. So it's just like as soon as the karma is balanced, you can move on and you can let that go. So that's my take on it, but you probably have more to add.
No, you got that right. I mean, it's true. It's a karmic, and it ends in explosion. And by the way, it starts again and again in explosion until you get your final lesson of letting go. And now, what does that really mean? Letting go of the relationship, or we're letting go of the old relationship? And so you can start something new. So
Yeah, it's letting go, of that person or that relationship or that feeling, you know. You're finally letting go of that feeling, like you feel obligated to them or something, you know. So it's the last part is that letting go process, and then you can move on.
Yeah, you can move on, and you can move on with that person, because then you change the soulmate form and it becomes something different. Or you can move on without that person, but the key thing is letting go. Have you ever seen, and you and I've talked about this, I've got a client, man, they go back again and again. And I mean, I've got people that are really OCD, right? I go, is it OCD or karmic? It's a little both, okay? Mm-hmm. And I've told this story to you before, you know, laughed about it. She's hiding in the ditch, right? And her boyfriend that she just moved out with is out at Hooters, and she says he's bringing somebody home, right? This is a woman who has a master's degree, who makes a six-figure income, who is high up in the system, educational system, and, you know, because she's making that kind of money. And here she is in the ditch at 3 a.m. calling me, and I'm answering the phone like an idiot. This is a few years ago, obviously. But he's saying that she's checking out the guy, her ex-boyfriend, who's coming home from Hooters. And she's continually doing that, you know, right? So, funny. I mean, you know the story we talked about. And
coming home from Hooters.
Hooters, with the Hooters girl. I could get your ass out of the ditch and get home, you know, so because this is creepy, and not to mention you can get in a lot of trouble, okay? You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, she goes, how can I get in trouble? And well, it's called stalking. She goes, well, I live here. You don't live here now. You know, so anyway, stalkers, are they usually karmic? Probably. I'm laughing about that because that is really serious. But, you know, those are the things that you look out for. And then, you know, one of the things that you can do, guys, I want you to remember this, your intention is the most powerful. And I hate that feeling. If you're feeling, have that feeling, oh, he's never going to call, or he's never going to show up. Oh, he showed up for that one minute, and then he's gone again. And I got to tell you, show me the karma with that. That's really key. What's the karma in this relationship? And that's really what you want to know. And if it's karma, I want to balance it. And then you let go of that feeling, and that person is not there like they were before. I mean, they could still be there, still love them, or you don't have to love them. All right, but it's a totally different relationship, a new feeling, a new thought, a new form, and that kind of thing. So I'll share this with you. I have a client now I'm working with. She's a character, and she goes, I am the victim here. This always happens to me with people. And I go, okay, what always happens? She said,
well, I am the victim.
I'm the victim here. Yeah, exactly. I only use that when I get stopped for speeding. Okay, it's all good.
I'm the victim.
But, yeah, I'm the victim. And she says, well, here's the deal. I always get treated like this. And I said, okay, every person you meet, right? And she goes, yes, every man I meet, every business person. And she goes, so how is this going to be new? And I said, well, let's look at it. Who are you in this situation? I'm the victim. I go, who do we need to play the other part?
Right.
The tormentor. Okay. You get it? So when you choose something different, you said choose something different, or I want to iron out the karma between me and this situation, me and this person, business or romance, like you said, then you can do that. But I am the victim, and what do you need? The tormentor. So, you know, she's doing it over and over again until she bounces it out. You know, that's a lot of karma she's going through, right?
So, right, with everybody.
with
everybody.
Yeah, there you go. I guess she must have been at the Salem Witch Trials. Those folks were the ones that were tormenting her.
Right.
Just kidding, but you guys get the picture. So it's a most challenging relationship. It really is, but you can change it. It's like even more challenging when it's your kid. Let me raise my hand on that one. So, but you know, when you have a daughter or son that you know, and there's karma that you've agreed to do, or there's lessons that you've agreed to learn, and you got to learn them, and then you can free yourself, free them, too as well. So. The next relationship is, I think we're looking at twin flame, twin soul. My favorite, because people think they're so wonderful. Right. Okay. You talk to us about it, Di, because you know a lot about that one. So, and I'll pitch it with
that, you. That one is like you're looking in the mirror almost, you know, at yourself. You're so similar. And that one is what, you know, people always want to have. But it's a very difficult relationship. And you both have to be mature on a soul level to really make that relationship successful if it's a romantic relationship. So that's I don't know, the karmic one is can be really ugly, but the twin flame one is kind of it's very, very difficult and very painful. And it's one of those that doesn't come around, you know, all the time. And so you both have to be ready for it if you want to make it work. But it also, once again, you don't have to be a romantic partner. It can be someone that you're close to. You have a working relationship or something, but it's almost like they're your other, they really are like your other half. It's like they're, you know, you're looking into a mirror when you're looking at them. They have the same problems that you do or the same issues, you know, they may be working through the same kind of issues and they're just very similar to you underneath. So that one is, that one can be tough on many levels. And it's, you think of like Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton or something. It's like, it's a fiery, you know, relationship and it's, and they keep going back together and it's just difficult to work.
Yeah, that's true. She's right about that one. If you don't mind, I'm going to add a little bit to that because we actually wrote about this one in our book, All the Three Types,
mm-hmm.
too. Di did it. I was talking, she was writing, and she was doing stuff. We just really had a fun time with that book. But
yeah.
The book has a lot more stories in there. The one that I really like about the Twin Flame Twin Soul, it is as I have a story in the article that you're getting ready to do tonight. Proof for me, and thank you, by the way, she's amazing at that kind of stuff. Anybody needs work proof, Di is great, and she never makes a mistake. I don't know how you do that.
I probably do, I just don't catch it.
You never do, now that I see. Anyway, that I'm the queen of run-on sentences, but on another note, there is a couple that I recently had the opportunity to work with and meet, and they had connected in their early 20s. Twin flame, twin souls, because they are such an advanced soul to have that doesn't happen very often in a lifetime where you get to have your twin flame, twin soul. And it doesn't have to be romantic. It could be your brother, your sister, or your friends. I mean, Edgar Casey, his secretary, was his twin flame, and his wife was his companion soulmate, which we'll discuss in a second. But so there has to be a higher level of awareness to have that kind of relationship in your life in a lifetime, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So these two people, they're together, and as steamy and hot and passionate as they were, they would explode too. And one too many times that explosion happened, and they had wanted to start a health business or a health and wellness business, and they were in the process of doing that, but they exploded and they both parted ways, right, doing their own thing. It's like 12, 13 years later, social media, I'm not a big fan of that. I mean, I use it myself, but you and I agree that it's not a way to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on an intimate relationship, but they connected again on social media. So they met and they realized they're twin flame, twin soul, because one, they have a great love for each other, and they mirror the same things like I was saying. And you know, you're saying about having the same issues and the same joys. Long story short,
mm-hmm.
they connected again, and now they're becoming coaches. And I said, how did you guys know or find each other, know it was right? And they each told me this. They go, the love never dies. And when we saw each other, it was just there, and it had never gone away. And it's grown.
Mm-hmm.
And the work that we're doing, because they're being life coaches and they're helping people, because usually coaches or twin flame twin souls will serve humanity on a bigger level than a lot of people, okay, because they have
right.
to work together. And they also
mm-hmm.
are romance together or in love together or love each other as, a, you know, like Edgar Casey and Secretary were very close friends, as well as working together,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that kind of thing. So twin flame, twin souls will usually do this great humanitarian work, you know, or they will love each other in some form or fashion. So that's what they told me. They go through a lot of time and maturity, and or lifetimes of experience and maturity, you get to be with your twin flame or twin soul in a lifetime. And that just takes a lot, I feel, a lot of higher awareness, or Di calls it ascension.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get that, when you get that opportunity to have them in your life, that, what does that say? They're a higher, all souls are equal, but they have a higher awareness usually. So They work together, they play together, and they love each other in some form. So, but the work they do is usually on a bigger level, you know, serving humanity in some way, just like they are. Mm-hmm. They're life coaches and trying to get their, you know, get the word out there and everything. And then my favorite, I know it's yours too as well. You know, I think you and, do you feel like you and John are companion soulmates, or what do you guys think?
Yeah, definitely. Because it's an easy, that's an easy companionship, right? Companion soulmates are, you feel an ease with them. You know, it's not like this fiery, temperamental, you know, thing. It's just a, like your best friend, you know. It's just that easy camaraderie kind of, where there's not all this, the ups and downs stuff, you know. And that's, that they're just like a good friend to you. And it wasn't, you're not bringing in all this heavy karma, you know. To that relationship, it's just somebody that you can walk with, you know.
There you go. Yeah, you have a lot of love and joy with. And, you know, I have a couple, and this is a good example of a companion soulmate. You kind of, they have hiccups, but they'll climb the wall with you and not bitch about it. And some of you guys are listening to this now or later saying, oh, thank God, right? Have you ever had some beef with somebody like, I'm bitching about this, you know, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to do it because I'm with me, and I'd do it myself rather than deal with that. And, but this couple, they've been married for 55 years, and they take a shower together every night. Isn't that cool? And if she cooks and cleans, if he, I know, right? I go, oh, it's something up that deal. If he cooks, she cleans. If she cooks, he cleans, and vice versa. So, they told me, they go, I go, how'd you guys do this? And they both told me, they go, you know what? We climbed the wall together. But we did it together, and nobody blamed each other for if there was a problem with finances, or we just did it together, and nobody said, you did this, you did this, if you'd have done this, we just did it together, and everything has been mm-hmm. done together, and we experienced the love and the joy. We also experienced the tough times and still had the love and the joy. I was like, wow, man. And maybe they just didn't have Facebook and Twitter and social, any kind of social media that really got in the way. I don't know. But, you know, there's some soulmates out there, companion soulmates, that are really doing it right. Then after 55 mm-hmm. years of marriage, I would like to be taking a shower with my guy, wouldn't you? I mean, you know, well, you may have that already. I'm not, yeah, but,
I don't know,
you know
if I want
how,
to see. I don't know if I'd want him to see me after 55 years. But that's just me. When I'm like 75 years old, I don't know if I want a man taking a shower with me. I don't know if I want to see him.
Can I share something on that note? That's funny. When I used to be super shy, okay, believe it or not, and I had to talk to people face to face, and because I was working in the weight loss industry, and I had such a hard time with that. So I go, how am I going to get over this? So I went down to the nude beach, the clothing officer on the beach, I should say. I put on a shorts and a wife beater T-shirt and a pair of shorts. I didn't wear, you know, wore clothes. And there is something to be said what you're saying, because I was like, wow, things really do drop a few inches, a few, six or more.
Right.
Get
exactly.
off older. And God bless him. And you know what? Too much sun really does affect you. Okay, it's because it just doesn't look so pretty at 80. Okay, you know, so anyway, but I got over being shy, and at the end of the day, I was like, well, thank you, God, I got this done. And I appreciate people that wear clothes now. So, they didn't seem to mind. They probably were companion soulmates, some of the folks I saw out there, you know what I mean?
They're not judgmental.
At all, you know. May I ask you a question? Your daughter, do you feel like she's a companion soulmate or a karmic soulmate, or what do you think about your daughter?
She's companion. I feel like she's a companion one. What do you feel?
I do, too. How about Mikey? I know Mikey mm-hmm. transferred out of here. Companion or what, he twin flame?
He was almost karmic. I mean, he was a companion, but yet he was almost karmic. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my daughter's karmic, and we changed that relationship, mm-hmm. but Betty, it's been hard coming, you know that. So, anyway, I think you guys ironed out the karma, and then that's when he chose to leave, maybe, right? You know, that's really a personal thing, but.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but yeah, it felt like it was very, you know, it was difficult, and I mean, he was autistic, obviously, and he was a difficult child, so I don't know, it was almost, though, he was teaching. You know, he was teaching me. So that in itself seems almost more karmic than anything else, because he was more of a teacher. It's like he had a purpose to teach me, not just walk with me while I'm having experiences. You know, like Susie and I can lean on each other, but it's not like she came here to teach me any more than I've taught her. You know what I mean? But Mikey seemed to be more of a teacher, so that feels more karmic, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, but they say that people with autism that choose you to be a mother means you are a parent. Usually mm-hmm. you both are super advanced souls. And what was the name of that book? Anyway, your soul's contract, I can't remember the name of the book, but it says that in the book. She said, the woman or the man that wrote it says, Robert Schwartz, mm-hmm. People with autism are advanced souls coming back to teach humanity, mm-hmm. and the parent is an advanced soul too. So how cool is that? The reason why I'm so good at math. I'm terrible at math.
Why don't I feel so advanced?
Well, you're a dance oldest too. You're just a steward. She knows what I mean by that.
I'm a steward. That's right. I can stew about that one.
Anyway, well, yeah. So you got the twin flame, you got the karmic, and you've got the companion. Overall, I think companion soulmates are the best. And guys, I want you to remember something. A lot of times, that are listening, and Di will tell you this because she's texted me about it before. God, why is this happening? I'll get over it in 3 days, right? And, mm-hmm. you know, you're saying that every guy you date or every woman you date is like this. Well, the lessons are the same, and the karma needs to be balanced. You can leave it all, right, and have wonderful. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's important to remember. So when you meet that person and they drive you crazy, you're like, okay, is this a karmic soulmate or is this a companion or twin soul? And you're going to get the answer. I'll never forget. I dated a guy, and he was like, he looked like the Marvel guy, and he was good looking, but he wasn't. And I stayed with him for a couple of years, and then I met this other guy who was very savvy, sexy, chic, and he was not chic, but he was savvy and sexy and smart. He was from Europe, and I was crazy about him. I wasn't really crazy about the other guy. I was super crazy mm-hmm. about the suit. And then they showed me wearing a suit. One morning I was waking up and he was wearing a suit jacket and a suit shirt and the jeans and the boots that the Marvel guy used to wear. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I was like, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, that's another karmic relationship. Yeah, so did I stay in that one long? No. But, you know, didn't know what you were getting. And if you wait about when you're waking up in the morning and you want to know, is this what kind of relationship this is? Ask about that time between sleep and waking up. There's 90 seconds where you can get mm-hmm. an answer clear. So anyway, that's all I have to say. And it's been a great show tonight. Di's got to have a little conversation with her. So I'm going to let you guys go. We have another show on Tuesday night at 8:30. And it's all about manifesting and making things happen. I also have a special speaker on Thursday. She's 29, just recovered from breast cancer at 26 and knew she was going to have it. Mm-hmm. And because her angels or her higher power had told her, and she's super intuitive and becoming a new angel coach. So you guys got to meet her. She's amazing.
Good.
Yeah, and she's like recovering and doing well. And she says, I look better. She goes, her breasts look better than before. I was like, oh, that's cool. So,
awesome.
Yeah, that's good. So tune in to us on Tuesday and Thursday. And then Di and I, of course, have a show on Sunday. And like us on Facebook, facebook.com/angelcoaches. Sorry. And if you have any ideas or anything you want to share, post it on our page. We'd love to hear what you think. All right, everybody, have a great now. And we will talk to you soon. Take care, everybody.
Thanks.
Call it
Bye.
All right.